are listening to BFF.FM.
Imaginez des gars. Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. We have a special SF-themed show for you this evening, so we'll only be playing music from Patrick Cowley's archives. From he scored a lot of gay porn films in the late 70s and early 80s, so everything you're listening to is from a number of films that he made starting in 77, and this, actually most of it's going to be from a film that he scored called Afternooners in 1982, tragically shortly before his untimely death from AIDS in 1982. Anyway, Patrick Cowley, total genius and really a treasure of Bay Area history, so I thought this might be a good artist to feature as we also celebrate my DJ comrade in arms, DJ Stella, who does Radio Shoe, her show before mine, and she's celebrating having culminated a year-long project in which she restored and displayed and also managed and directed a number of events, educating people about this project and also just giving them the opportunity to interact with it. So very cool. We're all very proud of Stella. And here we are celebrating on this Friday night. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Too Cold to Cry, and this is BFF.fm.
Thank you. I
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. Thanks for tuning in from the 10 to 11 o'clock hour for an hour-long set of the music of Patrick Cowley. We've been drawing on a series of releases from Dark Entries, which archived, along with some of the labels that Patrick Cowley was working with in the late 70s and early 80s, a lot of the music that he produced for pornographic films from that same period. And the soundtracks are just incredible. I mean, the amounts of sort of effort and vision that went into them, I think, is really remarkable. And he would often use these scores as a sort of place to try out different ideas that he was working on. They would then be sort of fleshed out on the albums that he put out. But I personally find these scores to be really maybe some of the most interesting work in his whole catalog. So I hope you feel the same way as well. We're also celebrating, as I mentioned before, my good friend and fellow DJ Stella of Radio Shoe, her completion of a year-long project of a model of San Francisco, which was developed as a Works Progress Administration project, giving jobs to the people when they were most necessary. And it's really a marvel accomplishment, which he's done in restoring and distributing this model back to the people of San Francisco. Go to your local library branch, check it out for yourself. You can see your neighborhood in whatever neighborhood that you're in, right? In model form, a little microcosm of your own world. So it's very exciting. I encourage you to check that out. And again, congrats to Stella. We're going to keep playing the music of Patrick Cowley, celebrating San Francisco music history. And yeah, at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have the Friday Night Get Right. So also stay around for that. A lot of great music coming your way. Right now, you're listening to Too Cold to Cry, and this is BFF.FM.
Thank you. Oh,
Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to Too Cold to Cry. We're about to get into some of the disco music that Patrick Kelly produced in the late 70s. We'll start things off with Sea Hunt from his Megaton record, and then we'll get into some of Sylvester's, well, I mean, like, the defining hits of Patrick Kelly's career. So stay tuned for that. Lots of great music coming up. You're listening to BFF.fm.